Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell planned to purchase $2 million worth of COVID-19 tests, but the idea is now on hold. That's after State Health Director Bruce Anderson wrote a letter to the city saying the tests the mayor wanted to buy were unusable in the United States. His letter begged the question, can the health department decide which tests can be used? HPR's Ashley Mizuo reports. Health Director Anderson acknowledges the short answer is no.
We, the health department, certify all commercial laboratories. We actually do have to certify the laboratory, but we don't have to necessarily certify the procedure used to do COVID-19 testing. We are involved. We certify the laboratories generally, but the FDA is the key agency here to approve the use of a particular method.
Because COVID-19 is so new, the Food and Drug Administration hasn't fully approved any coronavirus tests, but it is certifying some by emergency authorization. And the FDA has further loosened the standards. Even tests without emergency authorization can be distributed if a lab asks to use them and if it validates the research. But what the lab can't say is that the tests are FDA approved. Because the state health department lacks the authority to regulate the tests, it can only advise against using those that aren't approved. It cannot stop doctors or the city from using them. Which brings us to 3 weeks ago, when Caldwell asked his enterprise services director, Guy Kalukukui, to expand testing on Oahu and help the financially strapped community health centers.
Everybody else except for Waikiki thought they could only stay open through July, and Waikiki thought they could stay open through December. So that's the picture of their financial health. What we came up with was a program that brought them together. Let's find a way to do more testing, and let's ask the community health centers to do the testing for us, and let's compensate for it.
After talking with city officials in Los Angeles, Honolulu decided to purchase the same tests they were using. The tests are from Everly Well, a private medical testing company. Kalukukui says he and Caldwell spoke with state epidemiologist Sarah Park. She raised concerns about the test. While Everly Well itself does not have emergency authorization from the FDA, the test it distributes does. Anderson says that fact clarified many of his department's issues with the plan. Still, he thinks the city-funded testing may be unnecessary.
We have now capacity in our local labs to do most of that testing. I think things have changed, and the city understandably would want to reconsider using a mainland lab. Obviously, it'd be better to have someone local responding to patients' needs.
He says local labs can run about 1,000 tests daily and up to 3,000 tests if needed. Results can come back in 1 to 2 days. And what about next steps? Both Anderson and Caldwell say they want to continue discussions on the city's planned testing. One thing that's clear is that we'll hear more about this in days to come. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.